in with 1 Corinthians 2, we look at verses 1 to 12. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the testimony of God to you with superior speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were made not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do not speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are being destroyed, but we speak God's wisdom, a hidden mystery, which God decreed before the ages of our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age understood. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what nor eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human knows, what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Let's listen to Graham Kendrick sing, God Moves in a Mysterious Way.
God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Take courage now, you fearful saints. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. And I will trust the hands that made the stormy heavens, and I will trust the wounds of Calvary, and I will trust, and I will not be afraid, for all his ways are love. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour, the bud may have a bit. Sweet will be the flower. I will trust the hands that made the starry heavens, and I will trust the wounds of Calvary, and I will trust, and I will not be afraid. all his ways are love.